Hi, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Today I'm joined by my knowledgeable new partner, Dylan.
Hi, 我是迪龙。Dylan.
Dylan, it's your Chinese name too, right?
Yeah, 迪龙。
迪龙。Well, simple question first. So, how's Donald Trump recently?
He's still a fat cat.
A fat cat? 一只肥猫 How dare you to say this to your president?
Well, fat doesn't really... A fat cat doesn't literally mean he is a fat cat. It refers to somebody who is wealthy or powerful. That's typically in business or politics.
对，所以大家不要误会了。在这里 Dylan 并不是说他的总统是一只大肥猫，他意思指的是 doesn't literally refers to a cat that is fat.
No, it doesn't.
对，他指的是呢 commonly used to describe a rich, greedy person.
Yeah, yeah.
就指那种有钱、有权又有势的人，像 Donald Trump 这样的人。
So if it makes sense, like if you have a cat at home that's really fat, it's really lazy, that cat does nothing, right? You feed the cat.You scoop the cat's poop. You bathe the cat. That cat does nothing but eat, sleep, and poop.
So what they need to do is just enjoy the sunshine, delicious food, just like their host.
Yeah, very simple.
So a fat cat 就是指的这种啊，享受生活的人。那么今天呢，要和 Dylan 聊一聊猫。如果大家对我们这期节目感兴趣，或者想要了解更多的详细笔记，欢迎大家在微信或是微博搜索关注“早安英文”，私信回复。猫这个字就可以了。
So in America, dogs are considered your best friend, right? Same in China, right? If you have a dog, you're kind of like a friendly
yeah,
person.
Yeah, I have a dog.
Yeah. But while cats are considered the opposite of that, they're kind of selfish. You don't really trust a cat, right?
But recently, lots of Chinese people like to have a cat.
Maybe because cats are easy, but I'm talking about like personality-wise.
Personality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have this...stereotype of cat.
Yeah, the stereotype of cat is kind of like selfish.
对，觉得猫觉得它有一些刻板印象，觉得它离人非常的远，和人不亲近，而且还有点自私。尤其这种类型的人，我们不太喜欢。Well, I found cat can be very devoted to their owners, like British short hair. Do you know that kind of cat?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Why you don't like cat?
Nope, not really a cat person.
What about dog?
I love cat, dogs.
okay. You know. So, but today we're going to share some idioms about cats. Is that okay with you?
Perfect.
Okay. 所以今天呢，爱惜猫的人就有福利了。今天要和大家分享一些和猫有关的俚语。
So, Mumu, have you ever came across something called a cat burglar?
I don't think so. If a thief can be called a cat burglar, then he must be Chinese Kung Fu well.Qing Gong, do you know that? Qing Gong?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what is it?
Kung Fu?
Yeah, it's a type of Chinese Kung Fu.
Oh, okay.
It's the ability to move lightly without leaving footprints, or the ability to climb walls.
Oh, like a ninja.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Like in Japanese culture, they have like a ninja with his face is all covered.
对，就是那种可以飞檐走壁、身手矫捷的小偷。I think cat burglar have this...You know, skills.
Yeah, kind of. They're kind of very sneaky, very stealthy.
对对对，就是那种身手特别矫捷，会轻功一样的这样一种小偷。
对 ，like the image of a cat is more like someone that's stealthy, that kind of hunts at night, but also is easily afraid of loud noises or things that are bigger than it.
Yeah, sometimes they can be very bold, very brave, but sometimes they easily to get afraid of something.
Yeah, right.
Right.所以猫的形象就是看到陌生的东西就会特别害怕，所以有一个词来形容这种类型的人叫做 scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat. Yeah.
I don't think it's a good word to describe a scared person, right? Will you use it?
So you would use this to describe someone who suddenly becomes afraid of something.
Suddenly.
Yeah. Or someone who's frightened of something.Or something they're supposed to do.
就是那种人突然看到这些东西特别的害怕。For example, last time I went to the haunted house with my sister.
Yeah.
It's not my niece, it's my cousin.
Oh, okay.
So she said, you scaredy cat, but in Chinese.
Okay.
So do you think it's polite to say this, even to your close friend or your relatives?
Yeah, because it's not really a derogatory name. It's more like what a child would say.
对，就是小朋友说的比较多一些。所以在这里，这个 scaredy cat 指的就是那种什么都很怕的人。然后在这里给大家讲一下，我们除了每周一到周五有一些免费的音频节目之外呢，如果大家想要系统的提高自己的英文，可以在公众号搜索早安英文，私信回复会员两个字就可以了解一些详情了。那么接下来我们要分享的还是和猫有关的俚语，叫做 copycat。这种人指的就是 someone who copies someone else.
Yeah, like you could use it in a sentence and say, she stole my joke, that stupid copycat.
Is it serious to say that to friends?
No, it's not serious. It can be serious, but more often than not.
Like, I don't know if everybody like the TV series Friends. Do you like it?
Yeah.
就老友记，我们大家都非常喜欢。So Chandler's really like making jokes among everybody, right?
Yeah, and sometimes Ross or Joey steal them.
对 So if Joey steal Chandler's joke, so what Chandler would say?
Chandler would call him a copycat.
A copycat, 就是那种抄袭别人东西的人。Often, it often happened between girls or boys if you mimic others' style, like hairstyle, dress style.
Yeah, exactly. So, if we use this in a sentence, we would say, I shaved my head last week. Then this week, he shaved his head too.
Then I would say, he's such a copycat, so obvious. He wants to be like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like girly talk between boys.
Yeah.
对，就是比如说，两个男生在一起说，他模仿我的造型，他真的是个 copycat, 就知道模仿我，感觉有点像女孩们的对话。
So let's talk about an idiom that's about safety, okay?
对，接下来呢，Dylan要分享一条可以救大家命的一个人生哲理。So what is it?
So it's called curiosity killed the cat.
Curiosity killed a cat.The cat.
Yes.
就是 we also have the saying in Chinese.
You
叫做
do.
好奇心害死猫、
oh.
就是 don't try to be curious about everything.
Yeah, exactly. You should be cautious when investigating new situations.
对，就是对一些事情很好奇的时候，你一定要小心注意，不然呢，可能会害死你自己。It's a life lesson.
Yeah, kind of.
大家不要走开，我们还有彩蛋在后面。早安英文呢，给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑，从衣食住行带着大家学习地道的口语。大家在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个专辑了，可以快速帮大家解决开口难的一个大问题。为了让大家更好的记住我们今天学的一些俚语。
Okay, so let's have a brief recap about what we learned today, okay?
对，首先我们先来复习一下我们今天到底讲了一些什么样的俚语。
So, the first one is...
Fat cat.
Fat cat. And what does that mean again?
有钱有势有权的人。
Yes, it does not mean literally a fat cat.
对。
It means a rich person.
对。
Next one was...
Next one was... cat burglar.
The cat burglar, very good.
就是小偷飞贼。
Yes. And a burglar, it means a burglar who is very sneaky, right? Like a cat.
就是飞贼,很厉害的贼。还有 copycat.
Copycat. So to copy something is just to do the same exact thing as somebody else.
喜欢抄袭别人的人。Okay, 还有 scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat. And scaredy cat was our last one. And that one means someone who's easily frightened.
对，很容易就是什么事情都非常的害怕。
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your rap?
My rap? I don't have a rap. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry so much for today's podcast.
Yeah, I don't rap. I'll prepare a rap for next podcast.
好，我们记住了 ，Dylan 要给我们准备一个 rap 在下一期节目当中。
So tune in for that. It's going to be embarrassing for me.
It won't be. They will like your rap. Trust me.
You're a bad liar.
Okay, so much for today's podcast. 我是木木，
我是地龙，
我们下期见，拜拜，
拜拜。